For a short time this week, a thick black spread called Marmite, a British breakfast time favourite, became the unlikely first victim of the plunging pound. Its maker, the giant multinational Unilever, says the drop has caused an increase in import costs, which it wants to pass on to retailers. Tesco, Britain's biggest supermarket, refused. So Marmite and several other Unilever products began disappearing from its shelves. The dispute was resolved, but analysts say it shows the impact Brexit is beginning to have.
Yes, Marmite might be packaged in the UK or put together in the UK, but all of the, you know, individual ingredients, even things like the glass, where the label comes from, that's all from abroad, so they're having to pay in foreign currency for that, yet they can only sell it in pounds.
Ultimately, it's consumers who will likely pay for a plunging currency.
It's becoming clear that the market does not think that the outcome of Brexit and the impact of Brexit is going to be good news for the economy, and a shrinking UK economy means a weaker pound. This is going to erode standards of living here in the UK, because these are consumer goods.
But some industries are benefiting. Tourism is booming as foreign visitors find themselves with more pounds in their pockets.
Now you come over here with knowing it's so much better in our favour that you feel like you can shop a little bit more.
The former head of the Bank of England claims Brexit is achieving what policymakers couldn't.
During the referendum campaign, someone said, he said, you know, the real danger of Brexit is it will end up with higher interest rates, lower house prices, and a lower exchange rate. And I thought, dream on, because that's what we've been trying to achieve for the past 3 years, and now we have a chance of getting there.
But the falling pound means pain at the checkout. Most analysts say the pound has further to fall and expect inflation to rise rapidly. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.